Hartford's Barber Street is a stretch of blocks that haven't recovered from a series of fires and looting spurred by the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in 1968. In the wake of the death of George Floyd, a Hartford business owner has a vision to revitalize the area. Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay has more.
Howard Cahill wants to bring economic, social, and cultural vibrancy back to Barber Street. Before the businesses burned in the late 1960s, it was home to grocery stores, bakeries, a clothing store, and other shops for Black working-class families, some who owned their own businesses. I met Hill on a hot summer day for a walking tour of the street.
The day Martin Luther King died, this place was burned out, and it never recovered.
For decades, Barber Street has been a shadow of what it used to be. Unity Plaza sits across the street from a charred grocery store. In it, a small branch of the Hartford Library, a daycare, dollar store, laundromat, ATM, post office, fast food, and a grocery store that's opened and closed several times since the 1960s. Hill himself is a business owner on Barber Street. He purchased the third location for his funeral home in 2012.
The vision here is to turn this whole area right along Barber Street, which we're walking, into a business, a Black business district, and around it would be Black home ownership as well. We want to make sure that we have everything that any community needs in order for it to sustain itself and thrive.
Since 2012, he's been having conversations with people in the neighborhood about how they'd like to see things change. He calls the vision for revitalization the Renaissance District. A fund by the same name is accepting donations through the Hartford Foundation for Public Giving. Hill said he's begun pitching the idea to banks, the city, corporations, and foundations, but hasn't locked in enough funds to make the Renaissance District a reality yet. Hill said he hopes it'll one day include a bank, grocery store, and a wellness center.
I say wellness and not healthcare per se. Wellness includes holistic and not just your physical health. And within that wellness center, there's a mental health component, which we need to really, really address as a people because we've been changed and damaged as a result of our collective experience of being Black in America.
Studies continue to show that racism has a direct effect on people's physical and mental health. A Journal of Mental Health Counseling study found that 81% of African Americans who reported racial discrimination experienced post-traumatic stress disorder. Chronic stress can also lead to diseases and disorders. While walking down Barber Street, we ran into Marcus A. Brown, standing on the corner of Westland Street outside of his business, Norris Barbershop.
How you been, man?
Yep. Holding on, man. Holding on.
All right.
And you?
Hanging on, man.
Brown said living in poverty and within communities plagued by violence and drugs for decades can create a damaging type of amnesia.
We just forget how powerful we were as Black people and the power we have, you know. I'm a second generation owner of the barbershop, my father, 1960s. My mother's hairdresser was here, so I'm connected to this corner.
Brown started cutting hair in high school and then took over Norris Barbershop in the 1990s. His family owns the building that sits on the corner of Barber and Westland.
So I got pretty good tenants that communicate with. I'm here every day, so it's kind of easier for me to watch what's going on. So my corner here, I try to take care of it the best I can. So we come in the morning, we're picking up trash, see somebody doing something they ain't supposed to do, we're speaking on it.
There's no shortage of trash up and down Barber Street. Hill says littering is a mindset.
You have people who just don't care. You have the influence of drugs and alcohol. You have the family that's completely disjointed. You have dysfunction all sitting all around you. And this is the manifestation of it.
The desire for better, he says, is there.
The people really know what they want. They want to feel secure. They want to be able to shop. Hi there. How are you?
Good.
And they want to be able to live, you know. And they don't necessarily want to have to leave. You know, this is their home, right?
Hill says the coronavirus pandemic brought the momentum he was gaining to a standstill, but now he's in the process of figuring out how to make the Renaissance District a reality. It's something he says requires all hands on deck. The community, local and federal dollars, corporations, everyone has work to do. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.